Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, Goldberg involved in bloody accident.
Is SmackDown going 3 hours? Is Raw leaving Mondays? Is Nick Khan insane?
Yes, he is. We've got the real reason Triple H appeared on this week's episode of Raw.
And another update on the CM Punk AEW collision stalemate. I promise this is the last
one. Yeah, we'll do that one quickly.
I'm Hannah Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
Goldberg's got a boo-boo. He hit his head on the farm.
I shouldn't laugh.
Poor guy, man. Yeah. Like, well,
I hope he's all right.
He seems to be fine. So I just kind of put this in because it's gross. Like, look at the state of
this. I know. It's all the hashtags as well.
Yeah, man, it's mental. Like, I don't even know if we can use this in the video because it's bloody and stuff.
Oh,
but
yeah.
If you're not seeing it right now, website. We've got it on our website.
You really want to see it. Basically, picture what he did when he came back and cut that promo.
Yeah,
but it was a bit all over the place.
But how's the blood in his eye? Like, how is that? Whatever happened here, he was on his farm, he was doing a bit of work, and he hit his head on a tractor, it seemed.
I assume he was in the tractor, or yeah, near it, not just what just came flying at him.
He put it on, like, the demon-possessed vehicle. Yeah, he tweeted, he Instagrammed about it, used a bunch of hashtags, klutz, mishap, hard head, it's a flesh wound, all this stuff.
Hard way, I liked.
Yeah, hard way. The tractor was working stiff, brother. One of his representatives spoke to TMZ about it, and he was like, yeah, he was just doing some work.
Imagine being the TMZ reporter phoning about that. Hello, yeah, you're going late on the tractor situation.
It's a slow news day, man. What can I say?
The thing is, right, people get injured. Older wrestlers, I'm not saying he's super old, but older wrestlers is always a bit concerning. But the fact it's Goldberg and his history of doing that.
Yeah, he's fine as well. Like, he's fine. So
And he's taken, like, the right way. Just a flesh wound, all that. He's Monty Python, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. What a silly sausage.
Get soon, Goldberg.
I didn't know Goldberg had a farm either. That's pretty cool. He's like these guys. He's like the Wurzels.
Maybe that's... We just cracked this case wide open. That's not real. He's faked that to set up a 3-on-1 handicap match because he said he wants one more match for his retirement.
He did say that.
Think about taking these lads on.
That's the Godwins, brother. Get them back. Why not? Get them involved.
Right.
Fine lineage of farmers in wrestling.
From a story that's, kind of something and nothing in the grand scheme of things to one that could genuinely change the landscape of WWE forever.
Total shift.
Yeah. Because, obviously, rights partnerships. A lot of people pretend they understand what this is on Twitter around this time of year, but they are due to expire, WWE's media rights partnerships with NBC, Universal, and Fox later this year.
TV deals,
yeah. Huge amounts of money being thrown around. And sometimes, in exchange for that money, you make some changes. And Nick Khan is kind of open to absolutely anything. He said as much at the JP Morgan Global Technology Media and Communications Conference this
week. That's not real. That's made up.
Me and Andy were going to go to, but at the last minute we decided we had to stay here so the voice could go to Double or Nothing.
We also realised it was fake.
Yeah. Nick Khan, a part of his talk, said WWE could move Monday Night Raw off Mondays if necessary, which would be it's been gone out on Monday since the 11th of January 1993. So kind of a long time, long history, 30 years, over 30 years there. And sweet Jesus, no. He said that WWE is open to adding a third hour onto SmackDown, which of course currently only runs for 2 hours on Fox. and also potentially adding to WWE's weekly rotation. We've also got NXT, of course, on Tuesday nights. Khan said, once the TV rights get situated, we'll look at other nights of the week to develop new content as well. Oh, God.
He mentioned something as well about reconfiguring the third hour of Raw and maybe making it more adult-oriented.
Yeah, because the audience drops off.
Yeah, it drops off every week because it starts at 10 p.m. Yeah. And finishes at 11 on the East Coast. It's quite late when you're a working person, I guess. He's done this before, Nick Khan. He's a psychopath with the rights fees and stuff. He's done this before. I'm pretty sure he told Ariel Helwani in an interview like a year ago,
he
wouldn't mind if Raw was 7 hours long.
Yeah.
Which is obviously him just, you know, exaggerating.
I think Michael Sidgwick's head exploded when he heard that news.
Yeah, mine would explode. 3 hours is already a long time for a TV show. It's very difficult.
Too long.
I agree. But the reason it's 3 hours is because it means it's longer, so you can put more advertisements in, which means it's more lucrative, which means WWE makes more money. So it's understandable.
And they are struggling, to be
fair. They're really pinching the pennies these days. They're close to going out of business, actually. So it makes sense that a spreadsheet guy, like, and I'm a spreadsheet guy too, so solid.
Game recognized game.
Exactly. V look up, what up? it makes sense that Nick Khan, a number cruncher type bloke, would go, hey, let's add an hour to SmackDown or whatever. But yeah, we'll find out. We'll find out soon enough about these TV rights deals. One thing's for sure, WWE's going to get like $5 million something crazy.
And yeah, and to be fair, if you thought it was bad enough when spreadsheet guy Nick Khan was sort of, you kind of trimming the fat, let's say, from WWE in recent years to set them up for a sale. Now they've been sold for the amount of money they've been sold for. If you've had any experience, like myself, of watching what Endeavor did to UFC, what TKO are now going to try to do, both UFC and WWE, squeeze all the money they can out of it. It's done great guns in terms of the UFC's market value. WWE's going to do the same. Will they drastically shift it? Maybe not so much, but I'd be more surprised to see Raw move off Mondays, for example.
Yeah.
I think that's more set in stone. But adding a third hour to SmackDown, I would not rule out as part of these negotiations.
Me neither. And I don't want it. I've got enough.
Yes.
Where we're at right now, please, oversaturation, all that. Yeah.
How many hours would that be of wrestling we have to watch? That'd be Raw 3 hours, SmackDown 3 hours. That's 6. NXT 2 hours, 8. Collision, two more hours.
Dynamite, 2.
So 12, not even counting the likes of Rampage.
Ring of Honor, 14.
Impact,
16,
MLW, Stardom that you like to watch.
We're at like 400 hours a week here, brother. That's more hours than there are hours.
The notification about the divorce from my wife just come through as I said that sentence.
You're now married to the game, baby.
Come to marry the game!
Speaking of the game, Triple H!
Oh, what a segue!
Bit of an interesting backstage note on his Raw involvement with Cody Rhodes. Obviously, you watched
that. Yeah, they're going to tag, aren't they? They're going to win the tag titles.
That's right. He's going to rejoin the Shield, and so is Cody.
Oh, God!
Remember that?
He's going to become gold dust and then pretend like nothing's changed.
Old dust, eh? Banner. Hey, kill us both. Fightful Select had an interesting note on that appearance. It was communicated internally, the angle, as somebody big putting over Cody Rhodes. So that's somebody big turned out to be Triple H. That's why he was there. He was there to put over Cody Rhodes. Obviously, that closed the show, kind of, and it was like Triple H going, you've got a broken arm after getting snapped by Brock Lesnar. You shouldn't probably wrestle in Saudi Arabia. But then Cody was like, no, I'm Cody flipping Rhodes. Reopened the door to the Codyverse big style on Raw this week. There you go.
For a segment that had Triple H in, it never felt more like Vince McMahon booking Cody Rhodes. Because what did Vince McMahon always do? The babyface is literally unstoppable. You know, Super Cena, for those of you who lived through it, you'd be like, well, he can't get up from that. Wade Barrett's nailed him on concrete. That's it. Oh, he's the end of the Nexus. Cool.
Yeah. It's
so
wild.
I would not be surprised if he completely out-wrestles Brock Lesnar on Saturday.
Either that, right? It could be setting up a bunch of different things.
Well, there's a conspiracy theory on the Twitter questions.
All right, we'll get to that.
Circle back.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
All because right. We have to talk about a story we've barely touched on. We've really kind of missed the boat on this one, Andy. CM Punk and AEW.
Oh, wow, okay.
You might not have heard about this.
No, inform me, brother, please.
They've been at loggerheads for quite some time now, but they have apparently had some productive talks over the last week. Fightful Select coming through the report on this. Obviously, all the speculation around Punk and AEW Collision show, Saturday, 17th of June, which, fingers crossed tonight on AEW Dynamite, is going to be announced as coming from Chicago. You may have seen over the weekend talks about legal documents being sent to Punk, which included speaking about certain subjects, disparagement clauses, and ensuring he appears at scheduled television dates. Elsewhere, House of Wrestling, H-A-U-S in terms of how you spell in house there, reports that Punk and AEW founder Tony Khan remain on sound footing. Look, we're going to find out exactly what's gone on here. We'll never find out exactly what's gone, I should say. But we'll find out the decision tonight on Dynamite, because that's where Tony Khan's making another major announcement, which hopefully is, yeah, Collision starts off second coming from Chicago.
Yeah. I have nothing to add.
No, we don't.
I have added everything I could possibly add over the past couple of weeks.
Ian Beale, I've got nothing left.
I am literally Phil Mitchell when he went on that rampage and destroyed the car dealership.
Oh, yeah.
And then was just drunk and stuff. That's literally me right now.
Goldberg, Phil Mitchell for his final match.
Sure.
A tractor match.
They both got prior. So, there you go.
Right, let's get to that Triple H conspiracy theory question, basically.
Okay.
If you want to send us Twitter questions, at WhatCultureWWE, of course. Mysterion Jr. says, good morning, luminaries. Oh, thank you very much.
Oh, wow, okay.
Given what happened on Raw, do you see Triple H screwing over Cody and Saudi, possibly throwing in the towel a la MJF?
Ooh, boy, oh,
please,
boy.
Please, God, no.
That would be so whack, because it's a storyline you can't really pay off, because Triple H can't do anything physically.
What is it with wrestling fans not understanding health conditions recently?
Yeah, he almost died. The guy almost died. So I sincerely hope not, because you cannot pay that off.
No.
You can't do anything with that. I think Cody's going to get squashed by Brock.
I
think Brock's going to beat that ass in 2 minutes, baby. That's what I think's going to happen, for better or for worse.
Yeah. It seems weird. It's going to be either one of those ones, like I say, where Vince has booked him to say, like, that's only a broken arm, pal.
Yeah.
And he's going to have to try and, as I said, he's not going to try and out-wrestle Brock. He's got to out-fight Brock. Yeah. That's the big word that they've been using as part of this. I'm all over the place on this one, because we get reports like yesterday where it's potentially Gunther and Cody at main event of WrestleMania. So you work that back, you go, so he's not winning the title at WrestleMania. He kind of has to therefore win it at a big four pay-per-view. The only one that really makes sense, because they'll probably want to do some version of War Games again at Survivor Series.
Yeah.
The only one that makes sense then is SummerSlam. How do you get to SummerSlam? Because at SummerSlam, they're on different brands. The only way you get there is Money in the Bank. Cody has to win Money in the Bank, and he can't really go into Money in the Bank as a loser. But like you say, he's got one arm. I'm confused. I don't think they're going to do this, though, for all the reasons you point out.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it's just straight up dumb. But
yes,
hey, they've not been averse to doing that for many years. So.
This is it. And look who's back, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, and exactly. I say that, oh, well, they couldn't possibly do the whole title challenge because they're on different brands.
Nothing is off the table.
Wildcard rule back.
CM Punk's coming back, I heard. Wild.
Shippid's Card Stall gives us our second question of the day.
Good.
Morning, legends.
I would buy some cards from your stall.
Yeah. Who is your ideal winner for the women's Money in the Bank? We've talked loads about the men's. We haven't really talked about the women's. I kind of picture a Bayley/EO finish, if they're both in it, where one betrays the other to steal the case. I'd love EO to get a title sometime soon.
Devious. I like it. It's good. It's nice. It's good. That's a good story as well, because Damage Control hasn't really clicked, and Dakota's obviously going to be gone for a while.
Oh, get well soon.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Liv Morgan, of course. We said that yesterday.
And so many bloody injuries, man. It's crazy. Mercedes, obviously not in WWE.
God, I saw the clip of when that might have happened.
It's not nice. So I don't really have a better answer than that, because I think your answer is really good. But Zoe Stark, I think...
I like that.
Yeah, they've put like a bunch of stock into her already. She's got the... Like, her current character is better than the babyface character she was... Remember when they did that weird segment where they went for sushi?
It was horrible. NXT's weird bollocks. And I was like, oh no, this is just... You've gone past that and you're just straight up racism.
What old xenophobe wrote that piece of trash segment and made those people do that rubbish? But, like, her heel gimmick
it's not on her at all.
She's in a much better place now than she was back then. I think she's really good. They've put a lot of stock into her already. And it's a young, upcoming star. You can make her like that.
Yeah, exactly. It's a bit old school, isn't it? Yeah, hoy the briefcase on her and just have her win the belt. And then you go... Yeah. As your character, sneaky heel bastard, a la sort of Edge, effectively back in the day. Here's a crazy idea. How about the woman's Money in the Bank holder holds it for more than one day?
That'd be nice. That'd be a refreshing change. Only Carmella. Change. Yeah, I think so. And even then, her year was kind of weird.
Yeah.
That was James Ellsworth, won it, the first time. Oh, and then they did the redo, remember?
What were they, anyway?
Remember James Ellsworth.
I say nowadays they've completely sorted themselves out. I've got an idea. I think yours is right, and I think Shippard's Card Stall's idea is probably the best one that they can go for. But what about Zelina Vega? Because all I want is the visual of her cashing in at next year's Backlash in Puerto Rico. Don't care who the champ is. My ears will bleed.
And we're not even in the same place. The ears will still bleed.
Yeah. The noise would be insane.
Doing it for the pop.
Hey, just how about whoever you give the briefcase to, have an idea about who and when they're going to cash in on. That's all I'm asking, man.
Do it.
Sean Acklin gives us our final question today. Thank you, Sean, as always, for your question. Of course, prayers and a speedy recovery to Mercedes Moné. But I'm very excited for Willow to be the new Japan Strong Women's Champion. Yeah, a lot of love for Willow Nightingale here at What Culture. I hope this opens the door for much more for her. Indeed. Who do you think capitalised the most from a spot not originally meant for them?
Oh man, the fans capitalized the most when at TLC 2017 we were spared the Pumpkin Demon versus Sister Abigail because Bray Wyatt was sick before the pay-per-view.
Was it the mumps or something? Yeah.
Something. And then we got instead a great match between Finn Balor and AJ Styles.
Yeah.
And we also, because Roman was ill that show as well, we got Kurt Angle and The Shield, which was a great car wreck. I loved it.
Yeah.
I'll probably go with that. But I veer back and forth on this because I feel like the Pumpkin versus Sister Abigail would have been an all-time bad disaster.
Oh, yeah. It would be up there with the Mountain Dew Pitch Black match.
It would
have
kicked ass in a way.
Yeah.
But what we got earnestly kicked ass. So I'm going to go with that.
Yeah. I like the fact that they went, well, we can't do that match there. And they were like, so we'll never do it.
Yeah. It's not happening, brother.
I mean, the obvious ones that jump out are like, Triple H was meant to win King of the Ring, wasn't he, before the curtain call? Yeah. So obviously they gave that to Stone Cold, and he did pretty well off the back of that, to be fair.
Kevin Owens, Universal Champion after Finn's injury. Of course, he ended up getting beaten by Goldberg, but...
But I think Adam Nicholas, I've got to give credit to, our lovely editor, has called kind of the best one here, Kofi Kingston.
Ah, there you go.
Kofi Mania, we were lucky enough to be there to see the conclusion of that.
Yep.
Which they didn't have a bloody clue what to do immediately after WrestleMania 35. But hey, we'll always have that night. I think the highlight of WrestleMania 35 for me. I love the Iconics and stuff. That was a lot of fun. But I think no one was there going, oh, that's your gimmick thing. Everyone was just like, this is awesome. Yeah. And Daniel Bryan was even happier because he was like, I don't have to do media later.
Yeah, it was wild. And then the show went on for like another four hours.
Imagine if the show had ended then and then we'd come back the next night.
Yeah, two-nighters. Two-nighters are good, man.
Yeah. I tell you what, that's what it is. WrestleMania has benefited from the pandemic because they went, we can't do a 7-hour WrestleMania, so we'll just do a 2-nighter.
Hope they never do that again.
No.
Never, no more
go back.
7-hour ass shows.
It's going to be one of those things, kind of a bit like the pandemic, that when you tell your kids about it, they're going to be like, sorry, what?
But you know what, man? There's probably people out there going, I really miss when WrestleMania took a third of my waking hours up. What? It's like
the drum of the screens thing.
Yeah,
people, when they were coming out of the pandemic and they were like, we're going to leave the Thunderdome. They're like, man, I'm going to miss the Thunderdome.
There's people who are nostalgic for that crap.
I see what those top 10 lists. And when it comes onto a clip from the pandemic, AWWE, I don't care. I'm skipping past it. I don't want to relive any of those.
Fortunately,
things.
We don't have to. I've now that I have editing powers, we could not do that. But yeah, don't enjoy the Thunderdome. What is up? What's going on here? What's up?
It's like even the I saw the clip doing around yesterday on Twitter of Stadium Stampede, and I was like, oh yeah, but I remember what it was tinged with. I remember sitting watching it from my living room with Phil on a screen there with dark times.
Yeah.
Everyone stay safe, please.
Yes.
Let's finish with some good news. And finally, the brilliant, I mentioned the Iconics there, the brilliant Cassie Lee has revealed her return to wrestling. I believe it's going to go down in October for World Series Wrestling over in Australia. Obviously, Cassie Lee had a bit of time off recently, had a bit of a thing, you know, a child. All those wrestling fans who are like, well, Becky Lynch gave birth in December, so probably wins the Rumble.
Yeah.
Do you not understand how women's bodies work? Actually, I don't know why I'm asking that. They're wrestling fans. Of course not. So congratulations to Cassie Lee. Cannot wait to see her back in the ring. You know my love for these girls.
Yeah,
Jessica McKay.
That's good news. Obviously, we cannot fathom as males like what it takes to get back into, I guess, ring shape would be the operative term here. But like her and Sean Spears is having a nice, happy family life. You love to see it, man.
Congratulations.
Doing a bit of wrestling here and there, doing a bit of parenting. A bit of parenting. Just having a good time, man. Yeah. A bit of being married, you know, all the good stuff.
Living their best life. Yeah. So congratulations and best luck to Cassie. We'll keep an eye out on that return later on this year. But for now, let us know your thoughts on the news in the comment section below. Like, share, subscribe. Subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcast from, for daily wrestling podcasts. Me and Andy are going to sit down later on today and review the show that's formerly known as NXT 2.0. Yo! And we're not going to have to preview AEW Dynamite because that is going to come from the lads who are out there in Las Vegas right now. I think they've got there all right. Hopefully they did. I think I saw Michael Hamblin tweeting about having Mountain Dew for tea or something like that.
All right.
No surprises there. But yeah, they're going to be doing that a little bit later on today. And then in the coming days, in fact, later on tonight, depending where you are in the world, they'll be reporting from Dynamite, from Double or Nothing. They're out in Las Vegas. Please go and pester them.
Yeah, make them smile. Make them smile because they look miserable in every photo.
See me. Make me smile. Steve Harvey and Cockney Rebel.
Everyone has stopped watching, man. Let's wrap it up.
Right, thoughts, Twitter questions, all that good stuff at WhatCultureWWE. Find Andy Murray on Twitter at...
Andy H. Murray. The H stands for H.
Stands for Harvester.
Hardy. Harvester. Hardy. Go to air to my truck, man. He shagged his truck, man. Bye. See you later.
You know what I'm talking about, let me hear you say truck, yeah. You can follow me at Tim McGraw. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. Thanks to Andy Murray, thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.